Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
Hello, welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane, right here in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour, reminding you to please tune in every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. That's when our show is, Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. My co-host Kevin Passaro and I will be alternating shows, and we're dedicating them to your health, diet, nutrition, lifestyle, and exercise. This show, as you know, is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. Now, the topics today are going to start with 8 foods that you must eat. So you might want to be thinking about that for a minute. There are 8 foods that you must eat. And a reminder that Kevin's show next week is about water purification with Aquasana of Sun Water Systems in Fort Worth, Texas. That should be very interesting, so don't forget to tune in next Saturday. And Village Green. I want to remind you about that Village Green site. You can ask the expert. You can go into Village Green, and they will give you an expert. They'll talk to you about your health and show you how you can select supplements and understand dietary changes that are specific to you. They are specialists in unique branding and individualization. So it's not just generic information you get. You get very individualized information. Okay, let's talk a little bit about some of these issues of foods that you should eat. And I wonder if you've guessed which ones we're going to talk about. Well, I made first on my list, I list protein, because protein is so important. So I picked some protein foods that are absolute must foods. And some people will be surprised. Now, just as a reminder, some of you have heard this on the show before, there are really only 3 food groups for human beings. Proteins, which include animal sources, eggs, fish, poultry, meat, milk products, and vegetable sources such as beans, nuts, and seeds. Then we have to have fats, that's the next group, and we make saturates so we don't have to eat them, but they're actually not unhealthy for us. And there's certain fatty acids that have some very good health aspects to them. Then the unsaturates, essential omega-3 fatty acids, which are found in fish and beans and nuts and seeds, and the other essential omega-6s in vegetables, beans, nuts, and seeds. Here are a lot of repeats on those beans, nuts, and seeds. And then healthy omega-9 fatty acids like those found in olive oil, avocado oil, and almond oil. And then lastly, the last group is protein, fat, and finally carbohydrates. And they include vegetables, fruits, grains, beans, nuts, and seeds. So let's start out with a food that you must eat. I've put eggs number 1 on the list because they are the highest naturally occurring nutrient-dense food in the human food supply. And they have the highest quality protein. They have the protein, the alignment of amino acids, that is the standard against which all other proteins are measured. And they're packed with nutrients, including vitamins A, C, D, and iron, and B vitamins, especially B12 and folic. And the yolk is rich in carotenoids. That's lutein, zeaxanthin, both of which benefit the eyes. Now, a lot of people thought that yellow in the yolk was fat, but it's not. It is carotenoids. Choline is also in the yolk, and it is essential for nerve and brain development and function. Acetylcholine is what choline becomes, and acetylcholine is in the brain, and it helps you think. It's also important in the bowel, and it improves bowel motility, or how the bowels move along. Now, egg consumption does not increase cardiovascular disease, and in fact, the opposite is true. It increases HDL cholesterol and is cardioprotective. Increased egg consumption has been associated with a reduction in breast cancer. And a very large egg contains only 75 calories and 5 grams of fat. It's not a high-fat food. And 2/3 of that fat in eggs is unsaturated. So there's a lot of misunderstanding about the eggs. So the advice to restrict eggs was based on assumptions, not science. Hence, there have been more recent changes eliminating the restriction on egg consumption. Truly, the egg is incredible. And even studies showing 4 eggs a day for 3 to 4 months. HDLs came up, high cholesterols came down, and low cholesterols came up to an optimum level because cholesterol is essential for your brain and nerves. Now, the next food, sardines. And I wanted to pick a seafood that was very healthy. And sardines have very high quality protein and omega-3 fatty acids, which are important for brain and vision development and skin health, immunity, protection against cardiovascular disease, and inflammation. So because they're younger and smaller than other fish, sardines have much lower levels of the accumulated toxins such as mercury, dioxane, and PCBs. And this is a real issue with seafood. It's very healthy, but so much of it is contaminated because of water pollution. Now, sardines are also high in calcium and vitamin D, both of which promote healthy bones, which I'm sure you know about, but you may not realize that that vitamin D and a little bit of calcium is preventive for colon cancer as well. And vitamin D also has a real positive impact on development, immunity, mood, and cancer prevention. Mothers low in vitamin D are more likely to have children with developmental issues. Now, this powerful little fish also contains coenzyme Q10, which is the enzyme that produces energy in the mitochondria of the cells. I call that the cell furnace, and it's most critical to heart muscle function. So we have eggs and sardines, great proteins, and now I've moved to another source of protein, the nuts and seeds. And these are vegetable source proteins and certainly been in the human diet since most of human experience on the earth. Now, nuts and seeds, especially almonds, are a total food package because they contain good protein, high fiber, and excellent fats, especially the monounsaturated fats, which have been associated with reduced risk of heart disease. They used to be on the no-no list in the previous pyramid and the limit list because the assumption that since a high-fat diet might be bad, that all fats were bad. So good, healthy salmon and nuts and seeds were put on the avoid list, which was both just simply incorrect. So contrary to advice for the last 50 years, nuts do not need to be limited. 5 large human epidemiologic studies all found that nut consumption is linked with a lower risk for heart disease. And these studies have been done at very large scale studies throughout the United States and throughout other countries. Almonds have a low glycemic index rating, and what that means is, do they raise blood sugar quickly? So a low glycemic food is a food that keeps blood sugar stable. And what that means is that when blood sugar is stable, you feel stable, you don't have the ups and downs and the cravings, and you avoid diabetes. So good glucose control is important. And the benefit of consuming almonds includes the antioxidant action of the vitamin E they contain. And like other seeds and nuts, almonds are rich in zinc, potassium, and magnesium, which is nature's own calcium channel blocker. And the minerals, potassium and magnesium, protect against high blood pressure and heart attacks. Now, the next one on here are green foods, especially asparagus, avocado, broccoli, broccoli sprouts, and sweet peas. They are nutrient-dense and among the least contaminated vegetables. When I looked at this, I tried to select the foods that are notoriously lower in contaminants. The caveat here is that you really need to be organic. Organic is essential for getting healthy foods and reducing contaminants. So broccoli and broccoli sprouts are high in fiber, high antioxidants, and at the University of Medicine at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore, they isolated from the broccoli something called sulforaphane glucosinolate, a natural long-lasting antioxidant and detoxifier, and it's found in broccoli and broccoli sprouts. It activates the body's natural detox pathways. Then we have yellow, orange, red vegetables, and fruits. The least contaminated include apricots, banana, cantaloupe, grapefruit, mango, papaya, pineapple, pumpkin, sweet corn, sweet potato, tangerine, tomato, watermelon, and yam. Now, that's a lot of food, and that sounds delicious to me. And they contain the famous carotenoids, including beta-carotene, which is the plant source which can become vitamin A in the body. They are important for healthy eyes, respiratory tract, urinary tract, intestinal tract, and immunity. The next one is berries, especially blueberries, fresh or frozen. And frozen blueberries are a very tasty treat. They're nutrient-dense, high antioxidant power foods. And blueberries are less likely to be contaminated with the pesticides. They have the highest antioxidant capacity because of their large, what's called anthocyanin concentration. Blueberry extract, high in these compounds, has been found in clinical studies to actually slow down vision loss. The most potent type of blueberries are called bilberries, and they're more concentrated in this anthocyanin wallop. And there's a test called ORAC, which tests the oxygen radical absorbance capacity, in other words, how good they are as antioxidants. And blueberries provide more antioxidant activity than many other fresh fruits and vegetables. So they also contribute to reducing abdominal fat, lowering cholesterol, and triglycerides. So it's very important. They actually protect against insulin sensitivity, which is a form of diabetes. And the last one is homemade oatmeal. Not commercial, not instant, but the healthy, nutrient-rich kind that you soak overnight and you cook slowly in the morning. Add cinnamon and blueberries for additional nutrient value and top it with sliced almonds to boost the protein. These are the foods with which you will develop a healthy lifestyle long-term. Now, I want you to stay with us. We're going to talk about sinus survival with a very famous author, Robert Ivker, who's a family physician. Stay with us after the break. I will introduce you to Dr. Ivker.
Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Megafood. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Zymogen. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Nordic Naturals. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Jarrow Formula. Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
Hello, welcome back, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Passero to bring you a wide variety of information about your health. And today we are talking about sinus problems, sinus survival, the holistic medical treatment for sinusitis, allergies, and colds. It's a complete self-care guide to holistic medicine. And this is written by Dr. Robert Ivker, and he's here to talk to us about sinus survival. And that's a book I've used for a long time. He's also written a number of other books on holistic medicine and healthcare. Welcome to the show, Dr. Ivker.
Pleasure to be with you today, Dana.
Well, I know you have some important messages, so I think you should just start and perhaps fill our listeners in a little bit on what sinusitis is and the basics, and then we'll take off into some of your very interesting comments.
Okay. for most people who have a prolonged cold, or the cold that just won't quit, they probably have a sinus infection. Now, chronic sinusitis, which is an ongoing chronic condition, which plagues people with nasal congestion, head congestion, a lot of mucus. Most people with chronic sinusitis have a post-nasal drip. Their sense of smell is often reduced, and they are irritable and just really feel low energy. They're tired a lot, and they never feel quite normal. And this is not a sinus infection. Now, the sinus infection feels like a bad cold that just doesn't go away, as I first mentioned. And very often, with a sinus infection, you'll get mucus that's discolored. It's a green or yellow, real infected-looking mucus. And most people usually end up going to their doctor and in most cases, get an antibiotic for the problem. And in years past, that tended to work much better than it does today. And what we're seeing is an increase in this condition of chronic sinusitis, the ongoing sinus inflammation of the mucous membranes that line the nose and the sinuses, and they continue to have these symptoms. In fact, chronic sinusitis has become the world's most common respiratory condition, and I think many of your listeners probably are aware of the World Trade Center patients that today, over 8 years after the collapse collapse of the World Trade Centers, there are about 20,000 New Yorkers who are still suffering with mostly chronic sinusitis and asthma. And one of the major treatment centers, Mount Sinai Hospital, has just approved a clinical trial, a three-month clinical trial using my holistic treatment program to work with 20 of these World Trade Center patients. So that's
exciting.
Yeah, it is.
It is really exciting because finally it looks like there's an interest in something a little more holistic in trying to deal with it. You mentioned that antibiotics are not necessarily being as successful. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, they're not. And the reason is that what's happened as a result of the overuse of antibiotics is that we now have a new problem. And it's not so new because I've been treating it for about 16 years now, since the early 90s. And it's called fungal sinusitis. And most of the people that are really suffering with severe chronic sinusitis, that are really pretty sick with this, have some degree of fungal sinusitis. And what happens is, with the ongoing antibiotics, you're killing the good bacteria that live normally. We have this good bacteria in our bodies, and they live in harmony, in an equal balance with candida organisms, which is a type of fungus.
Right.
Yeast. And when you take antibiotics, it does kill the bacteria causing your infection, but at the same time, it's destroying all of these good bacteria, and you in so doing, you're disrupting the balance with the candida, and actually, these good bacteria are the natural predators. They eat candida organisms, and when you lose the natural predator, you then create a yeast overgrowth. And as these yeast organisms, the candida organisms, overgrow, they begin to secrete toxins, and the toxins cause a lot of this severe inflammation, which is causing many of the symptoms of chronic sinusitis. And we really have an epidemic of this problem now. And most of the patients that I'm treating at this point have some degree of fungal sinusitis. And it's a much more challenging condition to treat, but as I mentioned at the beginning here a few minutes ago, this chronic sinusitis is not an easy condition to treat in the first place. So when you couple that with this yeast overgrowth and the fungal component, you then have a much more difficult condition to treat, and that's why this is the most common chronic respiratory problem on the planet. Chronic sinusitis since 1981 has been among the most common chronic conditions in the U.S., and it has continued to remain there among the most common illnesses because we really don't, conventional medicine really doesn't have the tools to treat it. And what we've been doing since the early 80s, when this became such a common problem, and these statistics, by the way, come from the National Center for Health Statistics, which tracks this kind of information.
Right.
the problem has been that we've been treating it with antibiotics, and if repeated antibiotics don't work, then many of these patients are recommended to have sinus surgery. And I can't tell you how many patients I've worked with who have had multiple sinus surgeries. One woman I saw had had 14 sinus surgeries. I mean, it's just, it's an awful situation.
That's incredible.
Situation. And, you know, this condition of fungal sinusitis was first identified in 1999 by the Mayo Clinic did a study and concluded that the primary cause of sinusitis is not so much a bacteriologic or an anatomic problem, but an immune dysfunction mediated by a fungus. So here they identified this new condition, and in all of the medical literature since then, in the 10 years since this study first came out, we still have yet to see, until this past January when I published my study on the program, my treatment program, any study presenting how to treat or an effective method for treating fungal sinusitis. So
in essence, even though they identified that this was a problem, they weren't really addressing it at the core. And what I want to do is, in this next segment, have you talk about your protocols and your unique treatments. We've got a lot of listeners that are very interested in what you have to say, Dr. Ivker, and I want to remind our listeners that you're tuned in to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260. I'm Dana Lake, your host, and this show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We'll be back after this break.
Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join host Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Mega Food. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Zymogen. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Nordic Naturals. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Jarrow Formula. Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
Hello, welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, your host, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro to bring you a wide variety of information about your health. And we were discussing before the break sinusitis, chronic sinusitis, and fungal sinusitis, which occurs in these chronic conditions. And Dr. Ivker was going into excellent detail about how this was identified. I'm curious, Dr. Ivker, do they identify it by swabs? And is this now a part of our traditional medical community's assessment? Or is this still a little bit on the alternative edge?
It's still, unfortunately, on the alternative edge. And I'll tell you why, Dana. The basic problem is this. In 2009, believe it or not, there is still not any consistently reliable lab test to make this diagnosis.
Oh, that makes it difficult.
And the problem is that if a physician is unable to make a definitive diagnosis with a lab test, then they conclude that the problem does not exist.
So even really a therapeutic trial in this circumstance isn't considered legitimate. That's so common.
Well,
in medicine.
I certainly think it is. I mean, I'm a family doctor. I'm in this business to help people feel better. And if your treatment has no downside, and all you can do with this treatment is help, and there's no risk involved, then why not? And I make the diagnosis pretty reliably based on the patient's history. I use a questionnaire from Dr. William Crook, who is a real
knew him well.
You knew him well.
Oh,
well,
yes.
Dr. Crook was just a pioneer in this field, and he provided us with what I consider to be a terrific diagnostic tool, his questionnaire. And you obtain a score, and based on the score, you can usually reliably determine whether you have the problem or whether it's probable that you have the problem. And I just, when I take my history and I get this test, and then I also, and then I begin a treatment program, a candida or antifungal treatment program, I see how people respond. And in most instances, most people respond dramatically. I mean, it doesn't take long. And these are, you have to understand, these people are really, have been very sick for many years. In most instances, it's years, not months, that people have been suffering with this. And the problem that we're dealing with, the underlying pathophysiology here, is inflammation.
Yes.
And there is, when you think about why you have a nose and sinuses, they're the body's air filter and the humidifier for the body. And so the dirtier and drier the air that you're breathing, the more irritation you have of the mucous membrane. So if you get a cold or a sinus infection, that causes inflammation of the mucous membrane. And if you live somewhere, which it could be any major city in the country, in fact, almost any city in the world has some degree of air pollution at this point, or it happens to be winter time, and you're indoors over 90% of the time, and indoor air can be not only more polluted than outdoor air, but extremely dry in the winter time when the heat is on. So if you have dry and dirty air, that's a major irritant to this already inflamed mucous membrane. And guess how many, the average person breathes 20,000 times a day. Well, we all know as a basic, well, not all of us, but I learned early on in my medical training that the body is a self-healing organism. I mean, that goes all the way back to Hippocrates.
Of course.
And but the problem is that you need to help the body to heal in some instances. So, for instance, if you broke your leg and you were in a full long leg cast and you were walking around on crutches for 6 weeks, and then you go back to the orthopedist and get an X-ray, and they tell you, Dana, you know, your leg is now completely healed. We're taking the cast off. No crutches. You're good to go. Well, what did you do for 6 weeks? You put your leg totally at rest, and the body healed it. It healed the bone. Well, unfortunately, in this case, we're talking about your respiratory tract.
You can't rest that one for 6 weeks.
You can't stop. You, as long as you're alive, 24/7, that respiratory tract is working. 20,000 breaths a day is average. So therein lies another one of the challenges. And the other major challenge, especially with fungal sinusitis, is that candida, which is the culprit here, the main fungus that's causing the problem, is a normal inhabitant of the body. We all have candida in our respiratory tract, lining the in the on the lining of the bowel, the GI tract, the any place that's moist,
right,
or wet in the body. We have both the good bacteria and the candida. So, as you can see, this is not a simple problem, and obviously it's not simple because we're not doing a great job of treating it.
Well, what can our listeners do? I always like that listeners walk away from the show with some things that they can do right away. I know some things are more difficult, but there's some easy things.
Well, the one of the easiest things is drinking an adequate amount of water. And so I'm looking at trying to heal that inflamed mucous membrane. So what you want to do is drink about a half an ounce per pound of body weight. So if you weigh 160 pounds, you should be drinking at least 80 ounces of water a day, and that should be bottled or filtered or distilled water, any of the three. The water quality has become quite controversial, but one thing we do know is that municipal water supplies are not great. Just this year, early this year, there was an article that probably appeared in every newspaper in the country documenting how we have traces of pharmaceutical drugs in the water, and you know, it's just not healthy to be drinking that much water when it's not clean. And so if you're drinking unfiltered water, your body becomes the filter. And but as far as bottled water, there's some controversy about that. We don't really, I think the filters are probably best, or distilled water. is another option. I recommend a saline spray, and the particular one that I'm recommending has three anti-inflammatory herbs in it. We call it the Sinus Survival Spray, and it also has a fourth herb, grapefruit seed extract, which is an antifungal herb.
Excellent.
So that's the Sinus Survival Spray is only available through the sinussurvival.com website. And I follow that, the spraying, and you can't overdose on this spray. This is not a decongestant spray.
Right.
That you can become addicted to, but it's an anti-inflammatory saline spray. So you're moistening the membranes, you're irrigating, you're washing out any particles that you or pollen that you may have just breathed in, and you're also, you have an antifungal effect with the grapefruit seed. So it's quite a good formula, and I'll be honest with you, I had chronic sinusitis myself for 10 years before I cured it. And, of course, I was told by my ear, nose, and throat doctor in 1980, I was 33 years old at the time. He told me I was going to have to live with it.
So you know you've walked that walk. And what I want to do is come back in our next segment and give our listeners even some more tips. The drinking the water, half an ounce per pound, and your saline spray, I want to repeat the website, which is sinussurvival.com. Very important, and they can get your books there as well. So we're going to take a brief break, and listeners, you're tuned in to The Essentials of Healthy Living, and I'm Dana Lake, your host. We will be talking with Dr. Ivker when we return right after this break.
Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join host Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Megafood. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Zymogen. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Nordic Naturals. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Jarrow Formula. Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
Welcome back to the final segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, reminding you that next week's show with Kevin will be all about water purification, which is just ideal since we were speaking with our guest, Dr. Ivker, about the importance of healthy water consumption. So welcome back to the show for this final segment, Dr. Ivker. Let's talk a little bit more about what your protocol is and what people can do for this chronic fungal-driven sinusitis.
Well, it took me, Dana, it took me about 10 years of suffering before I finally had cured it. But once I made that commitment, after I got what felt like a death sentence from my ear, nose, and throat doctor, the first thing I did was to change my diet. And the first thing I eliminated were dairy products, and it made a huge difference, just eliminating dairy.
Well, the mucus effect.
A lot less mucus, a lot less congestion, and about half of all sinus sufferers have allergies. And many of those allergies are food sensitivities.
Yes.
And dairy and wheat are right at the top of the list.
That's at the top of my list, too, for many other conditions. It's no accident.
No. Absolutely. So diet is very important. Very significant reduction or elimination of sugar. I mean, I'll just say the reduction. I know how difficult it is. But sugar weakens your immune system. And there are a number of studies now that have documented that. So you the Candida control diet is the diet that I describe in my book, Sinus Survival. It's a very complete section on what a good healthy diet is. You want to try and stick with the non-gluten grains, brown rice, quinoa, buckwheat, amaranth, millet, and there's even in many health food stores, they now have non-gluten oatmeal.
Yes.
Which is something relatively new. My wife doesn't like it very much, but I think it's just fine. So I stick with non-gluten grains, and so in addition to diet, I do recommend a lot of supplements. Well, let me back up for a minute.
Sure.
I'm looking at three primary physical problems here. The chronically inflamed mucous membrane, which I mentioned, the weakened immune system, so you have some immune dysfunction, and the candida or fungal problem.
Right.
So those are the three problems that we're treating. Those are the three primary causes of this chronic sinus problem. And there are a number of things you can do for each one of those causes. And I mentioned the spraying.
Yes.
With the saline and steaming. And steaming, there's a device called the steam inhaler that you can find in most pharmacies carry it. There is no state-of-the-art steam inhaler.
Okay.
And I recommend spraying a highly medicinal eucalyptus oil. And the Sinus Survival Company has one that we've imported from Australia, and The problem with eucalyptus oil is that there are about 700 different species of eucalyptus on the planet. Only about 10 of them are considered medicinal. So this is a very strong anti-inflammatory product, and you can inhale it not only with the steam, but you can spray it. It comes in a spray bottle, and you can spray it on a tissue and then inhale it. And then after you steam, you can irrigate with a state-of-the-art nasal irrigator called the Sinupulse. It's a pulsatile, like a water pick device.
Yes.
And it removes the biofilm, the thick coating of mucus on the mucous membrane. It's the only method of irrigation that will do that. So I've tried over these last 30 years of developing this program to research and investigate what are the best products to get the job done. And I've tried to bring them all under one roof, and this company, the Sinus Survival website, has been able to provide most of them. As I had mentioned earlier, antibiotics, the overuse of antibiotics, are one of the biggest problems here with sinus infections. So I have found in the last 2 years a very strong natural antibiotic. It's 100% pure allicin, which is the active ingredient in garlic.
Yes.
And the product is called Alamed, or its counterpart that you can find in health food stores is Alamax. You take it's a fairly high dose of it for the first 10 days, like you would take an antibiotic for 10 days. And the beauty of this product is that it's not only antibacterial, and the studies have shown that it can kill MRSA, the flesh-eating staph.
Excellent.
And it kills viruses. And lo and behold, it also is antifungal. So, and there are studies demonstrating its therapeutic effect on all of those, bacteria, viruses, the cold virus. It's a great preventive measure, and I'm recommending it as a flu, as part of a flu prevention program.
Wonderful addition to the flu protocol.
Oh, yeah. I tell people, my patients, to take one a day, just preventively. And I recommend lots of vitamins, high doses of vitamin C, grape seed extract, which you can find. There's a good quality grapeseed extract that we have on the website, the Sinupulse irrigator. Most of these products that I'm using and recommending in my treatment program, you can get on the sinussurvival.com.
Well, that is wonderful to know, and I know that Village Green also carries some of the nutrients that you've been talking about. They've got Pathways Allergy Support, which has quercetin C, nettle leaf, and bromelain, or quercetin plus, as something that can be useful as well.
Absolutely, for allergies. If you're someone who's suffering with sinus problems and allergies, the quercetin is excellent. I believe they also have the Sinus Survival Spray.
Yes, they do.
And,
well, I'm so sorry. We can't keep going, because this has been very interesting, and I think what you had to tell us was a lot of new information, and I'm going to repeat that's the sinussurvival.com.
Well, I think the most important piece of information that people should know is that you don't have to live with this.
Well, that's
there are solutions here.
Thank you. And that's something good to remember and leave our listeners with. And thank you for being on the show.
That's
well, listeners,
thank you.
Okay. I want to remind you to tune in every Saturday morning for the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. And remember to take care of yourself and at least one other person and go green. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a really great day.